I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello.
And you're listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio, our weekly roundup of all things arts and culture.
Promise me you won't quit acting, CC. Someday they'll see how great you can be.
This is a sneak peek at a new musical. It's the song Extraordinary from Beaches, which just opened in its pre-Broadway tryout near Chicago. Now, you might be thinking, wait, wasn't the movie Beaches with Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey, wasn't that already a musical? Well, I asked the show's musical director, Interlochen alum, Brian Nash, about that.
It was. I mean, the film was unbelievably musical. That was kind of the first movie in a while that Bette sang a lot in, because she'd been doing a lot of comedies at the time. But this musical is actually being written by the woman who wrote the original novel on which the film was based, Iris Rayner Dart. She kind of decided to turn the novel into a musical. So it follows basically the same story as the film, but it feels like you're looking at same story, but told on different days. Like, it focuses on different days of the girls' lives. So it actually doesn't have a lot of the material from the film, a lot of the musical material. Wind Beneath My Wings is in.
How do the live audiences react when they get to hear that?
It's kind of amazing. And we've totally rearranged it and kind of stripped it down and made it really, really intimate. And the audiences are going nuts for it. And Shoshana Bean, who starred in Wicked, is playing Cece, the Bette Midler role, in this. And she is unbelievable. And she's singing the pants off that song. And it's gorgeous. So people are kind of losing their minds.
What is this like for her, having to do that? Because a lot of people associate Cece Bloom, that's the character that Bette Midler plays. It's a very iconic kind of Bette Midler role. So does Shoshana feel like she's Shoshana as Bette as Cece, or she invented her own Cece? How is that working?
She's kind of invented her own, and she's really, it's weird because Iris, who's writing this show and who wrote the novel, who created the character, actually started off, as she was writing the novel, writing it about Cher.
Oh, really?
Cece was really based on Cher because she'd worked on the Sonny and Cher show and knew Cher really well and kind of used a lot of that. And it wasn't until like halfway through the process that I believe her husband was like, this feels more like Bette Midler. And she kind of started targeting the character that direction. And then Bette read the novel and loved it. So Shoshana's kind of doing a hybrid of, you know, it's really based on more the character in the novel, and she's really creating her own character.
In general, Brian, a lot of non-musical source material is being turned into musicals. So again, something like Beaches, which was a novel, then a movie, and now a musical, or Bridges of Madison County, or The Addams Family. I mean, that's kind of showing up everywhere now. Is that a trend, or is it now a genre?
It's kind of become its own genre. I mean, it's been a trend for probably about the last 15 years, I think. I mean, Hairspray was one of the first major movies to be turned into a musical really successfully. And they've been kind of, that has been coming up a lot recently. And now, like, Fox has its own theatrical division, Disney has its own theatrical division, and they're actively developing their film properties as musicals. And part of the reason why Beaches is even happening is because Iris retained the stage rights when she sold the film rights to Disney, so she could develop her own stage version of the show.
Now, Beaches isn't the first translation of movie to musical that Brian's worked on. His first was the surprisingly big hit Silence, which is a musical based on Silence of the Lambs.
Beaches the Musical runs through August 16th at the Drury Lane Theater. Brian Nash will be in Traverse City, along with singer Natalie Douglas, for a concert at the Old Town Playhouse on July 14th. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
Kate, I'm going to do something now that's going to bring me out of my comfort zone a little bit. I'm going to lead us into what's definitely more your territory and talk about a composer.
Cool.
But first, I'd like to play a little game. How does that sound?
Awesome. Okay, wait, what kind of game?
It's one that I know you're going to be good at.
All right.
I'm going to play some music, and you're going to say who composed it, okay?
All right, sure. Let's do it.
To steal your line, Kate, listen to this.
Copland.
Okay, what about this one?
Copeland.
Okay, how about one more?
Copeland again. So Copeland, Copeland, Copeland. It's all Copeland. Aaron Copeland.
The composer died 25 years ago, but we're celebrating him all summer long right here at Interlochen Center for the Arts.
And as you can hear from all those famous anthems, you probably know more Copeland than you think you do. His sound is one of the most iconic of all American composers, and it's a sound that this conductor knows well.
It's a quintessential voice. It's music that sort of captures the sound of our landscape.
That is Joanne Folletta, the music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. She's at Interlochen right now, and she stopped by IPR earlier this week to talk a little about Copeland.
This music that he's writing, he's choosing to write, is to reach out to Americans and include them. Nobody was excluded. He was not an elitist in any way.
You have to understand that Aaron Copeland was a Lithuanian-American Jewish kid who grew up above a department store in Brooklyn, and yet he's defining this great, expansive, pastoral, musical landscape for all of America.
And you're listening to one of the great examples of that, Appalachian Spring. Joanne Folletta again.
Those pieces written for in that style, I mean, really connected the United States, the audience of the United States, for the first time maybe with music that they understood inherently, that didn't need an explanation. They connected with it.
You can hear a full conversation with a panel of Copeland experts in an upcoming special on IPR. And there are events centered around Copeland and his work all summer long at Interlochen. That includes a faculty recital of some of his works next Wednesday night.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Our show this week was produced by Michael Culler. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. See you next time.